Before you hear it, I'm going to try my best to help you visualise Carolyn Schuyler's instrument. It's called a glass armonica. That's armonica, no H. It's made of glass bowls, turned on their sides and nestled into each other. Like a stack of bowls in a cupboard laid on its side.
Dipping my fingers in the ice water.
The bowls are mounted on a long horizontal rod, which then spins.
I'm splashing a little bit of water all over the bowls so that they're all wet and ready to play.
And when Carolyn touches the edges of the spinning bowls with her fingers, the instrument sings. Carolyn's harmonica is the size of a desk. She sits at it, much like you would a piano, in the corner of her study. The instrument has pedals that she pumps to keep the bowl spinning. Her seeing eye dog snoozes in the sunlight next to her. Carolyn has to listen and feel her way through a piece.
Being blind made sound and music and anything having to do with sound very important to me. Sound was largely my world. Sound and touch.
And here's the science behind the harmonica's unique sound.
I have a wine glass here. It has a pitch, and so it will make a nice note. I will touch my finger around the rim, and it makes sound. The friction makes the sides catch, and the side vibrates and makes sound.
And it's the same deal for the harmonica, except this time Carolyn's fingers don't move. The 56 bowls do. They rotate and she just reaches out her fingers to touch their sides, laid out like a keyboard in front of her.
I can play a chord with one hand. I can play a chord with two hands. And I can sustain it for as long as I wish.
The harmonica was invented by Benjamin Franklin in the mid-18th century and became an instant hit in Europe.
By the 1790s, if a lady didn't have an harmonica in her parlor, she was simply not in style and not in current fashion.
This heyday was short-lived, though. Unfounded rumors spread that the sound of the harmonica drove people insane.
So that by the 1820s, fear had gripped the people and harmonicas were broken and destroyed.
No one really used them for over 100 years, until a man called Gerhard Finkenbeiner came along. He started building them at his glass factory outside Boston. It's through Gerhard that Carolyn discovered the harmonica nearly 20 years ago.
I was in the kitchen in my home, and I heard the sound of glass. Gerhard had put together some tones for his commercial, and the glass music swirled around me. People who have experienced it know love at first sight. Well, this was love at first sound.
Soon after hearing it, she tracked down Gerhard and got an harmonica at home.
That's the lower end of the instrument.
In fact, Carolyn then commissioned the largest harmonica in the world.
Here's the mid-range.
She says she wasn't going for a Guinness record, though.
I was thinking musically, alone. What notes do I need to play these certain pieces that I want to be playing? That's really what dictated the size and the dimensions. And that's the high range.
Any number of things about the harmonica make it feel a little mysterious. The unfamiliar look of it, its strange history, that ethereal sound. Even the fact that Carolyn plays without the use of sight. But Carolyn's aim is to make it familiar, understandable. She tours extensively and frequently visits schools.
I bring it down to earth as much as I possibly can. I encourage people, pick up a wine glass, see how your finger makes the sound. I want glass playing to be accessible. I want people to love it and have fun doing it.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Ben Harden in East Ham.